You're going to go home and eat, aren't you? Good. I don't know, I'm waiting for you. What's happening there?
And I gave it to the flower. I think I went to when I first came, she said, we shouldn't.
Can you eat the seeds, no?
Yeah.
You can chew on it or
it doesn't hurt.
Seed in the guava, that is very good to eat. But who can find that one seed? You know? Just like some people eat it.
Yeah. So सर्दी नहीं होती पूरा अगर खाए ना हाँ? तो उसके बीच में एक सेड रहता है उस...
When the tape was turning, I didn't get on the tape that Mara said she had told Baba the story of Peter pissing on the other dog and Baba enjoyed it a lot. And just now, Mara said that she tells Baba, why did you have to put so many seeds in the guava? Only a few seeds is good, but so many seeds there? Just now she tells Baba that.
Well, that will amuse him really, that. You know what I mean? That is really funny, telling Baba.
Sometimes.
The cartoons are not, every cartoon is not funny.
Oh, this yeah, one. Sometimes. This one. Phyllis gets. Phyllis sent her love, by the way. Oh. And Adele. She's going to come, so, to our solace.
Solace. Yeah.
And
yeah,
she
travels
around.
And her, Baba. She has many stories to tell.
She used to make Baba laugh a lot, mm-hmm. I heard. Did he call her his clown?
Not like. Chuchulu. So that's that. Yeah. He was Norina's best friend. She loved Norina very dearly. The bow was there, you know? Maybe I'll see you can, you know, yeah, maybe to be around or kitchen and business. Norina would see that Baba should not be, she should be entertained. So Norina always had some funny story to Baba, music. And so Baba would be smiling, laughing at that time. And what's her name? Anita would be nearby, and she would bring a word or two. And so together they would make Baba amuse Baba.
Yeah.
By the time they had made food ready, whatever, the picnic food, whatever. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Baba never had a dull moment, and Norina knew that.
What would
Narina
do?
She was
funny too,
huh? Yeah, she'd pull off the toy and she would laugh. And so Baba also laughed. Baba didn't make sound, sound. No,
it's hard to laugh without a sound.
He sacrifices sound for it. Open laugh, yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Silence it.
Suppress it.
Yeah.
Suppress.
Amazing.
That's how he is. So this. Now they have come out, you know, they said they're on sixth plane, and all of a sudden they made up their minds to be like that, you know, because they see that in the West and other places also, people are more inclined towards love for God, you know. So they want them to follow them, so now they let that out, you know, somehow. Messengers are attracted when they go, and he's not God realized, not sixth plane, I think. Maybe don't talk about it. Anyway, you're the person.
Yeah.
What background, what program, nothing. He wanted to do what Baba did. He came here. He came here 1 year. He went to this same place, you know, Sadhguru, you know.
It's true.
Baba is pretty. Nobody was following Baba. You know.
Yeah.
That time, she was living in Karachi. She was bold, very bold. Go to all the Parsi family's house. Wow. She did not know them, but she knocked and she entered and met and then she thought, it's not well known about Baba. Those people, of course, did not have conviction and did not know Baba. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so every house, everybody is cold about it. Not warm to her. The same people now come and get in fact, oh, we were told by Pilamai and we missed so much, why did they come those days, and we were told, and they did so, and some came later, but early, slightly earlier to Siva, but there were some who did not see Baba. And they say Pilamai came to our house and told us. See, it was in the destiny.
Mm. Mm. And
the time but lucky right, for them that they did come. Mm.
Now, when she left the ashram, did she go back to Karachi?
Hmm?
When she left the ashram, did she go back to Karachi with Silla?
Yeah.
Because that time it was
Karachi, then she came back to Ambanagar. She came to Nasik with us, stayed there, then again she went to Karachi, then from Karachi. Then we went up. Upper Mehrabad, which is quite empty, means nobody staying there. Nobody. And Premaster was just, was over some a year or two, five years. And he went first to stay on the hill, but Baba was there, the four girls and the old aunt to be with us, and Valu, a Hindu young woman. Just very few of us, but Baba used to come and used to. This, that kitchen there was built for us to cook Baba's food and our food, and so Baba ate on the top of it. You know, a broad table. There was a little narrow mattress we laid on the table, but Baba has to sit on the high up and keep playing on the floor for that week. So anyway, that was his seat, the big cushion in the back. And so it was in that opposite corner. There the fireplace is, complete opposite corner, there there's a cupboard. There was Baba's seat in line with the window. And so Baba Street then, we used to do Baba and very lovely birthdays. I used to come from Mandali, 10:45, by 11 o'clock in the week. I told you the story about when Baba brought this stuffed, fox. Did I tell you? No. So one day Baba brought the day Baba stuffed fox, sweetened fox, but stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely coat and everything very, very beautifully done, you know. And so I wanted to see us, and she brought it and showed it to us. And, oh, how lovely it is, and this and that. I must have put it on a high window, you know, to keep it safe. And put it on the window that up high on the wall, then it kept it. And Baba ate his food, we ate our food and all that. And then Baba started a little bit of talk and this and that. Then Baba would say, in this little half an hour or 15 minutes, I lie down. Nobody must speak and make a sound. Just like the sound, just me sound. So then I said, yes, Baba. So they were quiet, he sat down, bowed, resting on the pillow. And he saw that nobody should make a sound. No, now they got it. Now they got it. It's very restless like that. So he got all about not making sound. Anyway, she was a bit quietly, but she don't know. And she went up to the fox, you know, which was, and brought the fox down. And then Baba was about to rest, you know, that time. Chum, Baba's, we call Baba's dog, pet dog. And Chum, a really big dog there. What do you call it? Watch dog? So, but he was very fond of Baba, so he'd come and lie at Baba's, when Baba's sandals are, he would lie down there near Baba's seat. He was very possessive about Baba. Yeah. And he was lying now. Then it was quiet next. But no, now they got up. And she put the, fox. If it is the fox. And just imagine Baba sleeping, and even Nanda was, and Chum was lying, and she went, Chum. Showed the fox to Chum, not Chum, Chum, Chum. Yeah. Chum.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? Chum opened one eye, and then both eyes on the fox, you know? So you know, and you caught hold of it.
Oh no!
Fox is naked. Yeah, he told girl. And saw the sun. Yeah, and we couldn't believe our eyes. And Baba got up and said, what's all this? I said, not to make a sound. No, I just showed the fox. Baba said, why did you get it from your seat? What? And she got a little bit of talking. And she, oh, Baba used to keep quiet. Mm. Okay, Baba is so very lazy.
Baba would rest on the table?
Of course, your table. It's in the other room. And the tin, on the tin, and on the top of the tin is, a nice little bit. And what's the pails made of? Just as because
just oh, galvanized
yes.
steel.
Yes. Clean, shiny, and then you put it in the mattress, small, make it soft rubber, nice cover, big, very big cushion against the wall. Baba had his breakfast there, Baba sometimes shaved there also, but then to wash his face, Baba get up for them. Near the bed. There's no sink. To wash his face, very, one has a bath in what you call it. The room where you have a bath.
Bathroom.
You can't call it bath in this. Rest room, don't say bathroom, what do you say?
Bathing room.
That's right, resting room, bathing room, whatever it is you call that. So, what's his face there? Then have his tea, and in law said he comes at 11 o'clock, but before 11 o'clock, he'll come 15 minutes early always. So, Nadia's hurrying to prepare his food. I was told to help Nadia rub his food because the curry spice has to be done fine on the stove, so I have to grind it on the stove, yeah. Yeah, it's not easy to grind because coriander trees, you know, coriander seeds are very hard. And then red chilies have to be done fine, haldi fine, dry coconut is the hard, difficult, most difficult thing to be fine. Mm-hmm. It takes time, so that's very nice strong knuckles. Another one about have curry, so this too. Do the masala, the spice on the stove. Yeah.
You couldn't prepare a lot and just keep
let it? Let it stay then.
Oh, it can stay.
Completely
fresh.
Well,
the coconut turns.
Everything is. Yeah. And of course, there are other ingredients. You know, the poppy seeds, you call it poppy seeds?
Yes. Uh-huh,
that. Then you put one teaspoon and that, bake them and slightly on the hot frying pan. That and the tea. Tea is sesame seeds.
Mm-hmm.
That was very good. And then the dry coconut. And then a little cinnamon, a little bit of clove, and very few black pepper, but mostly the red pepper. And the red pepper is not one kind, there are many kinds of red pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And that now they are very hot. Then there are, you know, Goa type. Goa, they call it Mangeshwar. What do they call it? Kashmir now. They give new names. You know, they're very clever. They say Kashmir, so people go for Kashmir, you know. And who knows if they come from Kashmir, yes, from South India. Yeah, but they're very good, you know. They're, the skin is thick. Inside the skin, there's a lot of pulp inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then those things, though they are dry.
Right.
So you have to put them in water a bit for the skin also. They're soft. And then take them out of the water and grind them. Mix the spice, lovely red color. Red and no, it's going to be very hot. But these chilies are not very hot. They give color, taste, and chicken thickness to the taste.
So, what were you making? What was that?
Curry.
Curry?
Curry. Potato curry or vegetable curry.
But you have it like
red. We have vegetarians. Vegetarians put them in eggs, boiled eggs, or curries, right? But you know, I've been vegetarian for many, many years. Baba was many years since Baba John. Because Baba was always vegetarian. In skin salad. First time I did this, that time, second time also. He was vegetarian.
Did Baba have a favorite vegetable?
Yeah, Baba loves cauliflower rice. It has to be cooked in a certain way. That only they have, Baba liked it and ate.
How did he cook it from? How did he like cauliflower? How did he like it?
How did he like
Which,
it? How did he cook
his
it?
Favorite way, yeah. How did he cook it?
Yeah. To cook it is you fry. Don't fry it very dark, very light. As about as the onions. The ghee, the oil. Ghee has to be pure buttered ghee. You know, ghee clarified butter is called ghee, and we have it in a jar, especially above. And it's just one half teaspoon, Baba is making very greasy. In that, then you have to onions, small onion, and you have to give the ginger and garlic, just 2-3 bits of garlic, a tiny bit of ginger, mashed up, but never mashed up very fine. You have to mash it roughly. And then that's very, all ingredients and one green chili and five shells washed and peeled, you know, we used to peel them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do the onions. Before they get golden color, you put in the ginger and this garlic, that is together, you know,
mm-hmm.
ground, that you fry it in the thing, and that and so on. And don't you get to brown, just about to, then you put in the mirchi is a green mirchi, pepper, and then
that hot.
Some people like black pepper.
Uh-huh.
Whole seeds, two or three whole seeds, and they put them. And then there's one clove and one cinnamon, that type of it.
Uh-huh.
That also is dried
mm-hmm.
inside. Then,
mm-hmm.
then you put in the cauliflower, a little bit of water, and then on a slow fire, you first make the fire big to
mm-hmm.
make the whole thing hot. You know,
uh-huh.
the cauliflower is cold now, everything has to heat up. And so then that is that. Then, as it's now, you know, the steam and everything, you know, then you make the fire less and let it cook softly, gently with everything, and then salt in it. It's very easy, but when you bring it down after, when you bring it down, when it's hot, then you put real cream from the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. So I love cream, and so cauliflower cream is very nice after it's cooked.
Mm-hmm.
But the green chili, that's one to give flavor and keep it hot, you know, and yet the cream is there. It's very nice. Yeah.
I feel like trying the recipe.
Yeah.
You should take it down. You can't have green chili, so that's, you can't have it.
We have green chilies.
Now, when it gives you too hot for you, and tongue,
mm.
you still make it spicy.
A little bit.
Half of it, just quarter of it.
Isn't
that
nice?
I like it.
You like
yeah.
it?
Yeah. If you get used to it. Your insides have to get used to it.
I'll say.
Always hot chili, hot chutney that we eat, freshly ground green chili, that she's doing. Now she's eating the plain as a wife. She's all up to now, she's doing chutney and hot food, everything. Chili also in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they all got used except Norina and Elizabeth, they could not stand in onions and garlic.
Oh, Elizabeth didn't like onions. She couldn't eat them. She couldn't digest them.
The logic.
Yeah. That's something that kept repeating on the list.
Teacher wala mana bola re, koi koi wakat. To kyunki mane cream up se te, to ura andas. To pachi mane ke ke haak joye te kru kinch. Pachi mu, kul tame kya ta. Ego kono rande re, tama cream na ki. There are bina ma, cauliflower ma, haradi ma, pilgrim haradi. Ela kore ikru gamme, heda to khus ban masi, very tasty. The cream for the
best is like cream, cheese and milk and
ice cream
and chocolates, hot cheese. So, I know.
Now, Bob would like chocolates.
Was it difficult because of the teeth? Of not being able to cook teeth?
No, they could make them long cheese, potatoes or things. Make them soft and eat. As I say, Baba, did I have to even enjoy his food even, you know? He would go croom croom, eating the nice cucumber and this and that, papadums. Baba could not enjoy that.
What's that, papadum? Oh,
papadum.
Oh, yeah.
Very thin.
What is that made out of? Is that
lentils. Lentils.
Oh, it's delicious.
Lentils means the skin is not all. Lentils is all. That's 3-4 kinds of lentils. Papadums and the musky papadums and the another dollar, very nice.
Is that pink? Is that pink
lemon?
Is that pink? Oh, yeah. Pink that's right. I don't think they make pomegranate pink. But the many kinds, you know, our Javari, there's some guys or some places to have it. So she told the hostess, the
waiter.
No,
waiters.
So she asked the waiter, are these peas fresh? He said, you know. So the waiter said, of course, but the tin is just open. So she was finished, so she was from the garden.
Yeah. Did she laugh? Did she think it was funny?
Yeah, she had read it. Yeah.
The only time food tastes good when you eat it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
No, or if you spend a lot of money, you get very good food. Oh. But the money that you spend, you could probably feed a family of four for a month.
How did you like New York, Mara, when you were in New York?
I don't think I'll ever live there.
Many people say that. Yeah. It, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you take up the first night, or the first night, evening, the light there, afternoon, morning, the light there, I think what we did, we had bars and rested, whatnot. Then went out, it was Sunday, but then, you know, we said, oh, we go to a brand new Western hotel and restaurant and get good Western food, and the bar was also. Like that way, so we all went out with dinner and we go to find a Western restaurant and eat nice Western food. And what happened? All the restaurants were shut. When we were so disappointed, where we didn't eat dinner? We ate at the Indian restaurant.
Really?
So, the same food we eat here, we are eating there. See how Baba did it, curry and rice and what?
How was it over there?
Yeah.
Was it tasty?
Yeah, but it was first day, Gavin, she was not air sick on the plane, but when she got down, she felt not nice. Was it land sick, we call it? I went to this restaurant, we all sat down to this table, gorgeously decorated with the elephant's tusk here. And then she looked around here, eating, but where is Kami? Oh, she was in the window doing this.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, what's happening, Kami? I don't feel well at all. I'm feeling sick. But I said, go inside and please ask where the sink is, go there. So they called the guy to the table. So they took her to the inside room where the sink supporting whatever. She came out and she went to the, and then she felt a little bit better an hour or two. But she was not there at all. And on the plane, I did not feel air sick at all. The plane was very slightly rolling. When they were nearing
Atlantic Ocean.
Why should we get it? Was it storm? It was springtime.
Sometimes there's turbulence
in the air.
In the air. Very often.
Many snipers. Yeah. They were in the airplane and then got in from Bombay, it was very hot. So we were so shirt and had this slacks and then the same material jacket and all looked like first stylish. And then Baba was so we all dressed up as in the summertime. It's feeling hot. We took off the warm thing, overcoat also in our hands. Oh, what is it? No, it's too hot. So anyway, it's time to leave us to go up with the airplane. We went up. So as soon as we entered the hostess, you know, she's standing in the door. She very politely took the boxes from her hand. And we gave it to me. I said, what do you want? So we... she put it right in the restaurant. Anyway, yeah. Then when we were seated on that, after everybody was seated, after 5-10 minutes, the plane started. It went up five minutes, so high. All of a sudden, ice cold. The Bombay heat was forgotten. Ice cold. There is a, what's happening? Oh, I said, but there is a warm cold. Why didn't you give it to me? Where is my old home? Yeah, as I said, the father, the hostess saw us, you know. She smiled and she came quickly, and she, there was a rack home, saw the rack was there, you couldn't see that also. And he wanted to come in. So she put out the lovely blue blankets, you know, one, they wanted to Baba, one to me, and little cushions, pillows, they called one and stuff. And so we were happy then. You know, then I can't even go sleep. I look around, I say, Lord, This is a night time. All these do what they like. I won't do what I like. So I, you know, the seats are nice and big.
Yeah.
And then, so right to the back, and in little style, I put up my leg, you know. And then, what do you call it?
Not all my
thin pair of stockings, they don't do much, you know. So I cover my feet and myself and all my head. I feel so nice and warm. I hit myself inside, you know. And then we pull that thing off, and then it was cold, and he couldn't get in the habit of it. Then Baba Sahib realized that, so also he made Rano and Gaurav seated together in the front seat, facing that way.
Yeah.
The seats could go round. They made it go round and facing Baba, so they moved away like this, and between them was space. The Baba put in his feet, the front seat, and the blue blanket over his head. And Baba was sleeping. We didn't care what people thought. And my mother said, what are they going to do? Are they going to find you? And going to my mother would tell me these things, you know. But when my mother was very pretty sorry for wedding, other people's weddings, you know. I said, no, I'm not going to tell you. No, I want this. And I knew my sister, my school friend will come to my see, and this will go just. I don't know, I like this about beautiful clothes and all this. That was a nice thing. He wasn't, the size is too heavy. This is grown up, she's only 14. Then he grew up very well. I said, no, then I won't go to the wedding. I thought I didn't go to the wedding. She just said that I just took her home and I did not go to the wedding. Would you believe? Just because I did not get the size away, I did not go to the beautiful wedding. The wedding was such a lovely wedding that all of Pune is resting in the court.
Oh,
the relatives or no relatives, all very rich person, you know. And the Europeans, there are so many Europeans, for them there are different mandap, this decorated tent, that they can eat, what they call it. Anyway, that was the table, like the tablecloth and this, and that all the fashion ladies, you know, Western and all, they came to those days with all Western, we are British, you know. So, what do you call them, officers or whatever they are, colonels and the right, many, all men and women, all. They say such a beautiful sight, oh, everybody had come in their best clothes, horses, and this and that. And said, really wonderful. I said, am I wonderful? I want to wear my wonderful sari. So I didn't go to the wedding. My sister was very simple. Whatever my mother gave a sari, whatever, she just went, go there, enjoy it, and come, what do you do with the clothes? She said, what are the clothes useful to you? Go, enjoy yourself, you eat, and you see people and see the wedding and all that. That is important. But with me, even clothes is important.
I was like that too when I was young. Oh, I was like that.
Yeah.
Even as a baby.
Yeah.
When my mother, 2 years old, you know, infants wear overalls. If she tried to put...
Well, like Baba and music also. So there's grandpas. And the, one of Plato's one record was, in the land where the women wear the trousers and then laugh in the song. In the song, British had made a song. Make fun of India, but to see the women wear the trousers, because in the north they had this, what the Punjabis wear, you know, the salwar, and now the girls wear them. So they call it trousers, it's something new to the British, you know. So they made a song of it, and my father used to also laugh. What if you now see all Western girls wearing trousers? It's got to turn out to be. And Baba used to speak, sometimes in the mode of speaking, so one day he said that, that time the Prince of Wales was the one, you know, who abdicated.
Was
the Prince of Wales that time. So nobody knew he was going to abdicate, still in the palace where he was. Baba said, this Prince of Wales, he will come to him. He will come to him one day, yes, he will come to him. Oh, we felt so happy. Prince of Wales come to Baba. How lovely to be, and all the country people will see that the princess of the Baba is such a great miracle, you know, so, and they all sing like this. It never happened, but it happened as he advocated for love, whatever it is. So in the next life, he will be very close to spiritual, and spiritual means the Baba lover, who knows? I feel that way.
Maybe he's here now?
You think you are the one?
No. Why not me?
He died in the 70s, no?
the
principal. 1971?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
After Baba dropped his body?
Yeah. A child?
I think it was probably late. Everybody was invited. Bessie was not invited. They gave her a cold shoulder. I thought it was me. Because the prince, being a prince, royal prince, he married this, so she's not in the family. Mm-hmm. So because of love, he loved that. That was, I respect that, you know. But,
he really loved her.
She was a very
strong.
Loving person. That's what I think. Because his dad, after my life, he was not happy with this, tell us.
Mm-hmm.
She used to taunt him, I don't know what she said to him, but we hear.
Maybe she was disappointed.
He was excited about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would like it. And she walked out with the veil still hanging on the face.
We'll write them a letter.
What?
We'll write them a letter for future weddings. He's correct.
I think who's when he was in the
Jai Baba Harji. Today is the 7th February and the day when Baba's physical body was covered in his tomb. The women today went to the tomb. I also went along with Rama, Sheila, David and Meharnath to pay respect to the Lord. And though it was the day for me when, of course, for all time his physical body disappeared, I was there for 7 days. The Lord was giving his darshan and to his lovers, and thousands of people came to have last darshan. Of course, it was very sad to me, sad in the sense that I was very much attached with his physical body. I was all the time with him. And particularly during night time, I was giving massage, I was pressing his feet, and of course when his physical body was covered, I just felt that now I would not be able to see his physical body. But He is the Eternal One, the Lord of the Universe, the Lord of Lords. He is always there. And this, of course, this is a fact. But because I was very much attached with his physical body, and I was all the time just near his physical body, I felt very bad in the sense that the Lord, of course, dropped his physical body and he will never be seen.
So he will be seen as he really is, but not in physical body. And for 7 days, when his body was there in the tomb, the same thoughts were there. And today when I went there, again the thoughts came to me that the Lord, of course, will not be seen, will never be seen in his physical body. So, anyway, it is his wish. Of course, this physical body he took because of his work. And when the work he completed, and when the body was not necessary, he dropped. But I am just ignorant. I cannot experience his infinity. But now I am convinced that he is there. His presence is there. And of course, everybody should know that he is the infinite one. He is not the physical body. And one should just long to see him as he really is. So today, of course, again the past became present for me, and I was thinking that, oh Lord, how much you suffered for the universe, and you sacrificed your body for the universal work you had to do. And here we are. We observe you suffering for the universe. But what sacrifice we have for you? We just think about ourselves, not about you. And because we think of ourselves, always we think that this is like this, and this is good, and this is bad, and this is that. Nothing. When the love is there, of course, there is nothing, just the beloved is there and the lover is there. And there is no other thing in between. So it should be like this, that we must completely dedicated to his cause and should not think about any other thing. Now I come to the point. I heard your tape. Your voice was very feeble, and it appeared as if you were very, very tired. Dear Hari, take care of your health. Don't think about any other thing. Just remain dedicated to his cause. There is nothing in the world, nothing. Just remain dedicated in his cause and don't feel disturbed by anything. I assure you that I love you very much. I know that your heart is good. You want to serve him, and you are fully dedicated to his cause. Remain like that and forget about any other thing, and then of course you will not be disturbed and you will be in peace. Forget about other things. Just remain dedicated to his cause. I must wish you very happy wedding. Really, I feel very happy because, you know, you married my mummy. She is also full of love. She is dedicated to his cause, and she is really a very good companion. Companion, I tell you. You are also so good. Your heart is so good. You are so honest. And this combination, of course, this union, I should say, is really good. And both of you, just remain dedicated to his cause and don't worry about any other thing. So far the books are concerned, I should say, according to your convenience, you just select one after another. I have no objection for anything. Now this Meher Sarod, of course, you have selected it, it is a good thing. So the next, you just have Meher Sarod. After that, I also like that idea of While the World Slept. So if you take up that our manifestation, it will be a nice thing. All these small books, when they are printed afterwards, when you take up the biography, of course, then biography, when you take one after another, volumes will be there. So then there will be no distraction. Only thing, biography means biography. Whatever you think best, you just do it. Don't think that I will be displeased if you print this book or that book. No, it is according to your convenience. I tell you, let us go to Mehrabad. In Hindi, it was printed and brought during Amar Tithi, and the copies were sold like hot cake. People liked it very much, very much. They just wanted that, and the copies which were brought here, they were all sold in no time. There was no advertisement, nothing, nothing. And even I tell you that no proper arrangement was made for that. It was just in a corner somebody had that, and people would go and purchase. So only 500 copies were printed, and they were sold out in no time. So people like such thing, simple thing, very, very simple. But when that simple thing touches the heart, it has some meaning. So they were sold out. And that's why I say that whatever you want to publish, you publish while the world slept. Of course, I like it very much. The stories are there. You want to have to include some letters there. But unfortunately, I don't have any letter because I never maintain the copies. I would just write. Thousands of letters I have written. Thousands. But I did not maintain the copy. And of course, now it is very difficult. And Jimmy Mistry, he has taken up this work, and he is collecting letters from here and there, and he might publish all those letters. But it is his job. I can't do anything because he has taken up the job, and I cannot take any letter from him. He is collecting, and he is thinking of publishing. So we must forget about the letters. Only thing that you may publish the stories, and there are so many stories, of course. It will be a nice book, no doubt. And people would like. Here when I give talk at Pilgrim Center, of course, I observe and they feel very much interested. Even people, they come to me and they want me how I wrote the nothing and the everything. They want to know the details about it. And they are really very much interested about this book. So, whatever is there, you know, you just leave to Baba. And if the response is there, you publish. If the response is not there, don't publish, don't incur expenditure unnecessarily. But when you find that, of course, there is good response, then, of course, you go ahead. And I have no objection. Whatever book you select, don't depend upon me. Whatever you think best, you just do one after another. Then you find that now, it is not possible to publish the books, to print the books. Stop it for the time being, because you should not incur any loss and you should not have financial difficulty. When the books you can earn means you can just get money to publish another book, then it is all right. Because these publications, I know that some copies are sold out in no time. Afterwards, of course, the difficulty arises, and then of course there is difficulty about the finance, and not only finance, but then how to store the books. So many things are there. So you just pay attention to the practical points. See, when there is any room means finance is there, and if you find that the books are sold out, will be sold out, then of course you do. And it is better that always you just ask for advance booking. When the response is there, then of course you publish. Because I don't want that you should face any difficulty about the finance. Now, about the biography, I should say that Faram, of course, translated. But, you know, Faram, he has no idea about the places and places, the spelling. He would just put anything. But David, of course, he has gone through the atlas and maps and this, and the correct spelling he has put, even in English. I don't know the correct spelling because I did not go through the map or anything. And because the Britishers were here, they just made the mistake, just like Mathura we say in Hindi. But they have put it Mutra. So